pretty obvious why Washington State has the highest gas prices in the country. In fact, the Wall Street Journal editorial board got their attention. They made the point that it's all due to a legislative agenda, one that comes from Democrats and Jay Inslee. In this case, a large portion of this has to do with the carbon fee. We are charging energy producers a fee as it relates to the amount of pollution they put into the air. And instead of taking on that cost themselves, shockingly, they had decided to pass it along to consumers. Now, of course, we knew that at the time. Democrats knew that at the time. The media knew it at the time, except only one of those three were actually talking about it. And now that it's become a reality, you've got more Republicans stepping up, like Senator Chris Gildon from Puyallup, saying, we need a legislative fix and we need one ASAP. He joins me now. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Before we get to what a legislative fix would look like, how do you even have this conversation when you have right this moment Democrats still denying that their legislation has anything to do with the rising gas prices?
Well, it's a difficult thing to do, I'll be honest with you. And honestly, just a little bit, I don't believe that we're going to have a legislative fix anytime soon. And so what I've done is I've tried to take a look at what are the ways that we can help people to reduce the price at the pump that does not require a legislative fix. And so I looked through the bill and I found all of the levers that the Department of Ecology has that they can turn and twist and dial in and adjust in order to help reduce the price at the pump. And there are a number of things that they can do. And so over the last week or so, I drafted a letter with a menu of options that they can choose from. And just this morning, I sent that letter out to all of the legislators in the House and the Senate, Republican and Democrat, just urging the Department of Ecology to consider some of these options and enact them prior to the next carbon auction in August in order to help reduce the pain at the pump. And the reason that I did that, quite honestly, is because I want to try to put a little bit of pressure on some Democrats to sign on to that letter so that we can hopefully force a little bit of change and give people some relief at the pump.
And that pressure comes from two places, the media or the constituency. The media doesn't seem to be all that interested in putting any pressure here. You had a Danny Westneat article out of the Seattle Times a couple weeks ago basically saying, yeah, this was a lie, but it's a justifiable lie because it stops pollution, which it doesn't even really do. So this is really going to come down to the constituents, correct?
Yeah, and I would invite any one of your listeners, if you're out there, go to the legislative homepage, leg.wa.gov. Look up who your legislators are. Send them an email, call them, whatever way you want to contact them and ask them to sign on to the Gildon letter.
It is really that simple. Now, if you've got a Republican who represents you, you can go ahead and still send that email and show support. But it's really about the Democrats. And there are, I think, enough Democrats out there who are going to feel some pressure, politically speaking, when it comes to reelection, that might get them to sign on to at least some of these remedies, including one of them that you have, and this one does seem rather simple, just increase the supply of the carbon allowances. We're selling these,
yeah,
and it's a supply-demand concept here. If you allow a little bit more, you're going to bring the price down.
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever they were considering this bill, they were estimating that the cost per credit was going to be about $20. We had the first auction, and the price per each credit was $48.50. At the second option, that jumped up to over $56 a credit. That shows me that there's an overwhelming demand for additional credits. So let's supply some additional credits in order to reduce the prices. And that'll be reflected later on at the pump.
Exactly. Have you, I know you just sent it this morning, but obviously you still talk with colleagues. Have you gotten a sense that some of your Democrat colleagues are amiable to this?
Not yet, but it is early. It's the day after a holiday, so I will be making the rounds, calling through to them and seeing if I can get especially some of the few moderates that are out there. To try and get some of their support.
So sure. Let's name them just so people know who to contact and be polite and civil with. But, I mean, I'm going to assume you have Mark Mullett on your side, Democrat from Issaquah. He's already come out on this show and talked about how we need to do something to bring the prices down. So my assumption is he's on board. Who else are some folks that we can at least target in this campaign to, again, be civil, but tell them that you want them to sign on to your bill?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go after all of them. I think Mark Mullett will be at the top of my list because he is probably, in my opinion, one of the most moderate Democrats in the state Senate, at least. And we've worked together on a number of bills previously. But I'm really encouraging that we try to get pressure on every single legislator in Olympia.
Well, I hope people will take you up on that offer. I would put out some names. And John Lovick is one that comes to mind. I think he can be reasonable on some issues. We're talking with State Senator Chris Gildon, Republican from Puyallup.